Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. All right, so on this episode, we are going to talk about a very common question that I get specifically in the summer months, okay? And it is all about how to go on vacation without blowing that weight loss effort or regaining that weight. So if you are looking for answers that are, you know, like your standard Google article answers, this is not the podcast episode for you because today I really want to share some practical and realistic tips for how I like to go on vacation and not completely blow it out of the water. So here we go. All right. With the summer months coming up, I mean, vacations are just everywhere for some of us, or some of us have been saving like all year long for a big vacation where we're jetting off somewhere fabulous. For a lot of us, you know, we'll go to the beach with family or just, you know, by ourselves or whatever. And so the one thing that I want to say before I get off into these tips is that if you are on a weight loss journey, like if you have lost weight or you are actively trying to lose weight, you know, and you're nervous about regaining weight or whatever, anything around your weight, I want you to really make an effort to get rid of the mentality that this vacation is going to ruin that progress for you, or this vacation is just going to throw you off completely, okay? Because by setting yourself up for that type of mentality, even like before you've even left, you haven't even left yet, and you are already thinking about how your progress is going to be ruined. I mean, we very much follow through with what our thoughts are constantly telling us. So if your brain is constantly saying, you're going to suck it up, you're not going to lose weight, or you're going to gain 5 pounds, or you're going to regain all the weight you've worked so hard all year to get off. Like, if you are letting your brain go there, then that is first and probably biggest mistake of them all. Okay, so like you worked hard to be able to save the money or take the vacation time, or Lord have mercy, if you are a mama, just packing them children's bag, that is some work, you know? And so you deserve to allow yourself to enjoy the vacation. And that means every aspect of it. Okay. So, and this is such a sign of the nasty diet mentality that some of us get, that like, we need to be punishing ourselves with food or whatever while we're on a vacation that we're supposed to be enjoying. Okay, that is insanity. So the first thing I want to point out here is to make sure that you are really looking towards this vacation as something you are going to 100% enjoy, not partially dread because of the aftermath of how, you know, you're not going to be in control of your food, or you're going to splurge, or this, that, and the other. Okay. And so that is number one, really just focusing on the fact that this vacation is not going to make or break you food wise or weight wise or whatever. And then it's meant for you to relax and rest and just enjoy yourself while you're there. You're not on vacation for, you know, the year, okay? So 5 to 7 days is not going to wreck you, okay? So just get that out of your mind first. All right, but really to come right behind that and remind you that vacations are about the memories. They are not 100% about the food. Now, there may be some food there that you are dying to have, okay? Like there, almost everywhere that we go, there is something that I'm like, I gotta have it, you know? Like I'm dying. Oh my gosh. Okay, we go to the beach some, and like a bushwhacker is is my jam down in like Orange Beach or Destin or wherever we are. And so, you know, or like certain types of seafood or fried seafood or fresh seafood, anything like that, you know. So there are some things that I'm going to have where we go. When this episode airs, we will actually, my family will be in Houston, Texas. Jess has a work thing and the kids and I will be there with him. But I mean, I told my clients this week, like, I'm not going to go to Houston, Texas and not have a margarita and chips and dip, or, you know, and their fajitas, and literally all their Mexican food is so much better than anything I could get here. And so these are just like, I'm going to enjoy those parts of the vacation and enjoy the culture of wherever we are. But that doesn't mean that the whole vacation should be about food. And so I say this because I'm a part of a family that loves some food, and I know a lot of people are, and it's such a fine balance that we all have to find between, you know, our love of food and then making the occasion about food. You know, like, food is going to be at our events, at our gatherings, on our vacations, but is it all about the food, or is it just there? You know what I mean? And so I say this because, you know, when my side of the family, we tend to do a huge family beach trip every year. And when we go, we're all like, what are we cooking? What are we bringing? What are we, you know? And so we're bringing dips and we're bringing sandwiches and we're bringing all that. But it's fun. I mean, that is a fun part of vacation, but we don't make it the focal point of the vacation. Okay. The vacation is about being together, having memories. Honestly, for us, the vacation is also like thinking about food ahead very much has to do with like little kids and exhaustion at the end of the day, and just making sure we have quick lunches when we come up from the beach, or dinner options if we don't want to go out to eat and deal with the crowds. I mean, and so yes, we address food. You know, you cannot head out for vacation and think like, I'm just not even going to think about food, or we're not even going to talk about that. I'm going to, you know, shut everybody down when they talk about food, because like, you're going to eat, sis, you know, but we address it, but we don't make the vacation all about food. Okay. We say, hey, this is a few things that I would like to have while we're here, and kind of leave it at that. Okay. And so, you know, that's just my reminder that, like, I remember, so my family and I, we go to Disney World. Jess says it's way too often. I mean, whatever. Our kids are only little ones. And so we go, though. And I remember, though, our first few times that we went, like, I was in all these Facebook groups and all this. I was just obsessed with Disney World, like planning it and looking at all the different things. And so I realized there are people that are legitimately like booking plane tickets and getting hotel rooms and buying park tickets just to get into these parks to get the food that they have there. I mean, the Mickey bars and the pretzels and the specialty items at different places. I mean, and while I will say there are some things that I really enjoy at Disney World, like, if I'm gonna go to Disney World, I'm definitely gonna have a cinnamon roll, you know, from Gaston's in Magic Kingdom, like that kind of thing. Like, we enjoy, if we go to Epcot, I'm definitely getting an avocado margarita in Mexico. Like, there are things that we really enjoy. There are foods that we really enjoy at Disney World. But we are not going to Disney World for the food, okay? So I want to make that like a clear difference, because this is something that some of us may have some blurred lines with. You know, are you going out to eat with people that you don't even like just for the food? Are you going to certain destinations for the food? And so really just, it's not a right or a wrong thing. It's just something to really think about and maybe dig a little bit deeper, because the vacations, which is what we're talking about today, vacations should be about the memories, about the experiences, about, you know, how fun it was. It should not be all about what am I going to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day that I'm there, so that when I get home, I will hate myself even more for how much I gorged myself. You know, that is not what the vacation should feel like. Okay, so getting that out of the way, I have got five main tips for just how I do vacation. All right, so the first one is deciding what's worth it. Okay, so we just talked about not obsessing over the food, you know, as the end all be all of the vacation. But like I said, there are going to be things that you are going to do. There are going to be places that you're going to go that are going to have great food options. Okay, and as an adult, most of us kind of have an idea of what that's going to look like before we go. Okay, so I used the example of Disney World. Like, Lord have mercy, you got to have them things planned to a T. So I know what restaurants we have reservations at. I know what parks we're going to on what days. You know, I know all the things by the time we get there. And so I'm able to kind of think ahead and say, okay, this is what's worth it for me today. Okay, because I know we're going to Magic Kingdom. And so I know I really want one of those cinnamon rolls. So for lunch, I'm going to make sure that I grab something a little bit lighter to offset that. But also, like, we're going to be walking a ton, so it should be fine. Okay. Same thing for like the beach. Okay. Another example I already gave was the Bushwhackers. I love a Bushwhacker. And so I know that I'm going to be consuming that empty calorie beverage. Okay. That day. And so I will, ahead of time, make sure that I eat a lighter high protein breakfast so that I'm full and I'm happy and you know, not hangry. And then, you know, maybe for lunch, do something light, like a sandwich and some fruit, some popcorn for a snack, something that keeps my calories, okay, keeps my intake low, but keeps my nutrients higher, so that I can have that Bushwhacker and it will still fit into my daily allotment. Okay. And I'm able to enjoy it. And I'm also not starving and like stumbling after having one, you know, some people just don't eat all day so they can drink their calories. And that is not ideal, sis. And then for dinner, you know, again, go with like something grilled, something light. Okay. But say you are going to your favorite fried shrimp place for dinner that night and y'all know it, you know, it's, we said that on the second night we're here, we're going to my favorite fried shrimp place. So, you know, that's coming. So again, you are making adjustments to allow yourself to enjoy those foods. Now, is it always going to balance out perfectly? No. But is this approach way better than just saying, well, I'm here, I already had a Bushwhacker, so I may as well go have a milkshake too. And why don't I top it off with some, you know, French fries and you know, a Big Mac or whatever it may be that you come across, okay? It doesn't mean that it's always going to work out 100%. So I am hollering this to my type A OCD ladies out there who are still frustrated because they tried their best to make room for their Bushwhacker or for their fried shrimp plate, but they still ended up going over a little bit. So what? You went over a little bit instead of going over a lot. And there is something to be said about that, okay? And it will reflect in your, not only your weight loss journey, but it will reflect in your mindset around your weight loss journey as you walk forward in the future, constantly, you know, facing eating circumstances that may not be ideal. Okay. And so this is really just like a mindset thing. This first tip here is just deciding what's worth your time. Okay. That day, what's worth maybe the extra calories, what's worth, you know, cause it's something you love on this vacation. And then kind of letting the rest fall by the wayside, okay? You don't have to eat the biscuits. You don't have to eat the, you know, I don't even know, the hot dog, or you don't have to eat whatever else is being thrown at you because you've already made up your mind that you're going after that fried shrimp plate today. Okay. And so you're going to do your best so that you can fit that in and get rid of the rest. All right. So my second tip is drink lots of water. Okay. And so this one is really just to keep you satisfied, to keep you full. Okay. Water is known to, I mean, of course it hydrates us. It makes us feel amazing. It does all kinds of good things for our skin and our body and our weight loss. Okay. If you are dehydrated, baby, you are not going to be losing the weight like you need to be losing. So there is a newsflash. But aside from that, if you were out in the sun, if you were walking a lot, you know, you are going to need a lot more water to stay hydrated. But all that aside, if you are trying to maintain your goal weight or trying to, you know, not regain weight, or if you're actively trying to lose weight while on vacation, drinking water consistently throughout the day is going to help you feel satisfied. Your stomach is going to feel fuller, longer, okay? And in turn, you are going to not have as many cravings. So this means that when you see the hot dog or when you see the biscuit or when you see whatever it is that you had originally planned to turn down so that you could have your shrimp basket, you are more likely to turn them down because you've had your water, you are feeling full, you are feeling satisfied, you have no desire to, you know, ruin it in an impulse decision with a hot dog. Whereas sometimes if we are dehydrated, we do tend to act on impulse cravings a lot quicker without that strong mindset coming into play to help us, you know, kind of steer us back on track before we go ahead and make the hot dog mistake. I don't know why I decided to use a hot dog in this example, but whatever. All right, so number two is drink a lot of water. All right, so also, number three would be pack a few healthy snacks that you actually enjoy, okay? And so this may not, like, this one is tricky for me because, I mean, how many people say, like, I really enjoy a good celery stick with peanut butter on top? Like, how many people say that? It's not me. I do not say that. And so healthy, let's just define healthy however you need to define it, okay? Does it have to look like a celery stick with peanut butter? No, but I mean, as long as it's not like deep fried Oreos, I think you're doing well, okay? So packing, even if it's not the healthiest of snacks, but packing some things that you enjoy that you know aren't going to totally like blow you out of the water can be very helpful, especially on vacation. So I mean, pack by like putting them in your beach bag if you're going to the beach, putting them in your backpack if you're going to Disney World, or if you're one of those lucky ones traveling around Europe, or packing them to keep in the condo if you're staying somewhere in the hotel room. Just keeping some snacks that you know that at home you would be willing to go grab if you were hungry, so that you are not acting on hunger and grabbing things that you otherwise would not have grabbed. You know, so for instance, okay, when we go to the beach, growing up, I mean, I looked at the beach as a free-for-all, snack time. I mean, when I was a kid, like, we would stop at the gas station and grab candy and snacks. We would, you know, get to the hotel or the condo and we would go to the grocery store, and there we would buy different snacks or chips or different things that like we didn't usually have at home. And then we would go out to eat often on these beach vacation trips and eat other food that we didn't normally have. And so it was almost like vacation just meant cheat foods or whatever you want to call it. It meant, you know, splurge foods all the time. And so that is kind of where, you know, as I grew into an adult and even started taking vacations just with my little family, I picked up that same mentality of like, all right, let's go to the beach, let's get all the snacks, let's do all the things. And so I started to notice that is where I was letting myself go from, oh, I'm on vacation and this is enjoyable, to I feel miserable driving home. You know, like I feel, my stomach doesn't feel right because I ate all these foods that I've never had, or I don't often eat and I overate them. And instead of, you know, grabbing my normal snack of like an apple or something in the afternoon, I was grabbing, you know, chips and French onion dip or whatever it was, you know. And so my point here is to keep it within the lines a little bit and bring a few things that are recognizable to you at home. Don't let yourself be the child version of me and go on vacation and think that that means you have to, you know, completely redesign your meal plans or your habits for the week into something that is less than ideal, because that is not how vacation should work, okay? I mean, as a kid, you know, it is fun to have the splurges, but as an adult, we notice, and not even just as an adult, my children notice, like their tummies don't feel the best when we come home from, you know, being somewhere where we've eaten a little bit different for a few days, or, you know, they've had a little too much sugar back to back, like they notice it. And so we as adults notice that as well. But aside from the weight loss piece, okay, aside from the fact that those snacks might have, you know, caused you to go a little bit overboard on your intake, there is the piece of you physically are feeling bad because of the different ingredients you consumed, the different amounts of things you consumed, even just like pairing different foods with one another that you usually wouldn't do. And so that results in a physical feeling of unwellness. Like you don't feel the same. You feel bloated. You feel extra tired. Your stomach is bubbly. Like, and then in turn, what? You are struggling to button your pants. You just want to take a nap, you know? And so aside from the whole like weight loss piece of it, just being in that mindset of how crappy you feel while, you know, towards the very end of vacation or while you're coming home from vacation, that puts you in a negative headspace around your body in general, and definitely around your weight loss goals and your weight loss journey. Okay, so not only just trying to have some snacks that are normal for you, that are, you know, nutritious enough, not even about the weight loss piece of it, but simply just about the mindset piece of it, that like, okay, yes, I did have the fried shrimp plate and I did have a Bushwhacker or two, but I also had my Skinny Pop for snack. I also kept my breakfast the same. I also made sure to include a vegetable at lunch, or whatever it is for you. That will help your mind as you are winding up vacation. And in turn, too, it will help your body, okay? It will help your body be like, okay, this chick hasn't completely lost her mind because she's still feeding me some of these things that I know about, okay? So try to pack a few healthy snacks that you enjoy. Again, do not use the beach trip as your, you know, guinea pig for trying out some kind of new kale recipe when you've never had kale or anything crazy like that. Trying to keep it simple, not trying to make it extra healthy and extra complicated when you go, just things that your body will remember or will recognize and will thank you for providing it amongst the Bushwhackers and the fried shrimp. All right, so then kind of along the same lines, my fourth tip is to move your body, okay? And so I am coming at this not from, you know, just a calorie burn standpoint. Really, I am coming at this from a feeling better standpoint. So just like I mentioned just now with the, you know, snacks your body kind of recognizes, that kind of helps your brain think, okay, she's doing okay, you know. It's the same with moving your body, okay? When we go on vacation, we kind of want to just sit. We kind of want to be a little extra lazy, which is, mean, I think it's you're allowed to do that, right, on vacation. But at the same time, if you start to feel like a blob, if you start to feel real lethargic, real tired, you know, maybe even as a result of some of those foods that you've already consumed that your body's not used to having, I recommend definitely moving that body just to get your mind out of the funk, just to remind your legs that they can work and they work well, you know, like just move around. It does not, Lord have mercy on my soul, it does not have to be like a 3-mile run down the beach. When I tell you, I have absolutely never run on the beach, y'all, oh my gosh, a couple years ago, I thought I was going to do that. Like I may have been trying to train for a half marathon or something. I don't know. But whatever, whenever it was in my life, I was early on in trying to be a runner. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just go run on the beach. Holy smokes. Like that is its own form of hell. I mean, it is so hot out there. And like, yeah, you've got a breeze coming from the ocean, but still the sand, anyway, it is awful. And like, I am really not a runner. I mean, I do not enjoy running. There was a time where I tried to, and so I am not ever, you will, if you see me running on the beach, someone call 911 because I am in trouble. Okay. So I do not mean move your body by going for a 3-mile run on the beach. I mean, you know, maybe go for a walk on the beach if you would like to. Maybe do like a stretching video on YouTube. Maybe get down and play in the sand with your kids, okay? If you're hiking, if you're on a trip to the mountains, like hiking, you're moving your body. If you were at Disney World, baby girl, you are moving that body, okay? And so some vacations automatically check this box depending on what you do and where you go. But if you are on a vacation that is a very leisurely vacation, figure out a way to move your body. And again, it doesn't have to look like running on the beach or even going down to the hotel gym or anything that intense, okay? Even just saying, you know, we do it a lot in our program where we challenge our ladies to like do 5 squats every time they go to the bathroom, okay? And so if you're drinking several Bushwhackers, baby, you're going to be doing a bunch of squats running to the bathroom. And so just anything like that that you feel like will be enjoyable, again, because you are not on vacation to torture yourself while exercising, okay? That is not the point. The point is to move that body so that it feels good. Okay. So keeping that in mind, we are not going down to the gym at 4 a.m. because we overate yesterday. That is not the mentality here. The mentality here is we are going to move our body just to feel good, to kind of stay in a normal rhythm, and to make sure that our brain doesn't go down that negative spiral of, oh, you're eating so different and you're relaxing and how dare you relax and this is why you'll never lose weight. And you know the nasty spiral it can go down. All right. So my last one, it is like the biggest one. It's the most important one. Get over it. Okay. This is, if we could all just do this as easily as I say it, oh my gosh, life would be so much easier. Get over it, okay? A week does not blow your progress, okay? 1 week is not going to cause you to regain the 20 pounds you've lost, okay? Get over it. It's the biggest hurdle we have, and it's because we get in our own heads so bad and cannot dig our way out. Okay. 1 week does not blow your progress. The honest truth is, like, and any of you coming home from vacation, getting on the scale, like that is a terrible idea. Okay. You need to wait a little while before you get on the scale after a vacation, like at least a week or so. Because if you're coming home getting directly on the scale, I mean, yes, you are 1000% going to weigh more. I weigh more. you weigh more, my husband will weigh more, my kids will probably weigh more, okay? Because we just talked about why. You're out of your rhythm. You're out of your routine. You're not doing the same things. You're not eating the same things. Odds are you didn't get all your water in that you needed to. You ate a lot of different types of foods that probably had a lot more sodium, a lot more preservatives, just a lot more different things. Your bowel movements probably are off. I mean, literally everything is wrecked on vacation. There's a study somewhere that shows that like vacation is a low-key stressor to your body, and you know your body responds to stressors in different ways. And so even just that, you might be carrying some bloat and some fluid out of, you know, retention, water retention. And so don't weigh. If there's anything you got from this episode, do not weigh when you get on vacation. The end. Goodbye. But don't weigh when you get home, okay? Because that is not a true indicator of how you did on vacation. And then whether you weigh or not when you get home, just know that you did not blow it. There is no way you could have gained 20 pounds or 15 pounds or heck, even 3 pounds unless you just really ate the house down, you know? And so all this does, when we come home and we reflect back on what we did on vacation, all it does is put us in this nasty headspace. It sends us in down this mindset spiral of like, why did I do that? I didn't deserve to do that. I'm never going to lose weight. I'm always going to be fat. You know, I have no willpower. I'm worthless. Like, these are lies straight from the devil that he is using because he knows this is an area of weakness for you, okay? Because you've done how many vacations before and then come home talking to yourself like that how many times before, okay? And so I'm here to claim that is a lie from the devil. You are not going to blow your progress. You are not fat. You are not ever going to not, you know, succeed. All that crap that you want to tell yourself after you've come home from actually enjoying some time with your people. Hello. I mean, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So he come in to try to make you think that vacation wasn't all that in a bag of chips, you know? It actually sucked, even though you were living your best life while you were there, you know? It's a lie. And what it does is it sends you into this nasty mindset, and sometimes it sends you so far in that you then walk through the next days, weeks, months, whatever, with that mindset, which in turn allows you to avoid your goals, avoid those action steps that you've been really trying to take to reach your goals. You know, avoid grabbing your water bottle to get those ounces in. Allow you to grab, you know, the fried food instead of the grilled chicken, because what's the point? Allow you to maybe emotionally eat more again, because what's the point? I'm worthless. I couldn't even stick to this on vacation, like whatever it is. Okay. And so the biggest thing that I could say here is just getting over it. Doesn't matter if you did decent, if you totally like blew it out the water, if you did great. I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. You just get over it. If you come home on a Sunday, start that Monday just like you would have 2 Mondays prior to that vacation. Okay. Do not let a vacation and some different unique foods that you may have eaten on vacation, or the crappy headspace that you go to after vacation, do not let that turn you into a spiraling, you know, person who thinks that they cannot ever lose this weight, because that is what happens majority of the time. Majority of the time, it is not that the 1 week of vacation eating that caused you to gain weight. It is that disgusting mindset that you allowed yourself to sit in for too long after the vacation eating, that went on for a little too long, that allowed you to just kind of neglect yourself a little longer, a little further, until you find that scale has gone all the way back up. again. Okay, so it's not the 1 week. It's where you decide to land in your headspace after that 1 week is over. Okay, and so I am challenging you. If you've got a vacation coming up, if you have got, you know, even from one day events, because I know just even we have like lots of little fun things in the summer. So from one day events to, you know, weeks long worth of vacations, like I'm challenging you to use some of these tips and to really approach it with a positive headspace, knowing that one day is not going to blow it. 1 week is not going to blow it for you. So the only way that you could totally wreck your progress is by sitting in those nasty thoughts, you know, long after the event or the vacation is over. So I want to encourage you as you get ready for these vacations to just remember, above all, we need to say grace and keep moving on. I hope y'all have an awesome day. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!